It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Again, race fans, it's Saturday. No races today, but there are some races going on throughout the Midwest, and we're going to tell you all about that and a whole lot more as we start things off with today's Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Diker. Joining us in studio again, Billy Doc Niles, and the stat man, that is Paul Reichert, even though we took a notch out of his stat man bedpost on Saturday night as we were wondering if Nick Clements was about to win his first feature.
Who took the notch out of the stat man's bedpost?
And I asked Paul. He gave me wrong information, being the PR director of the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. I had to call down to Bill, wasting his time in the pits.
No more bratwurst for Paul.
And Bill had to correct him. Fellas, boy, we are up on it here at the La Crosse Speedway. We only have three regular season races left. There are a lot of street drags going on. We do have an Enduro coming up. We have Oktoberfest coming up. So it's not like three races and we're shut down.
There's going to be action going on at that track all the way to like the second or third week in September. So there's going to be something for everybody here today, over the next month.
Today's show brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse. Voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway racing Friday nights, Highway 21 Toma. They have, after last night, six races left, and that's
sounds like after the rainout, they're talking a couple of double features coming up here.
Well, we're either going to do a couple of double features, or we're looking at maybe scheduling a few more nights, because we do have the month of September wide open, except for that last weekend. I think that's the 23rd when the CWRA late models come in.
16th.
We've got some wiggle room. Greg just doesn't want to have to compete against Rockford, which is that last weekend in September.
Yep.
And Marshfield and all these other ones. Also, being brought to you by Dean Satellite and Security in the Team Dean segment. That'll be segment three in the program today. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, stop by after the races. And, you know, I've got no plans on Saturday, so I think I'm going to be hanging down at the old Overtime Pub and Grill, finding out why they tell me they are the Packer destination, which you're going to start hearing about next month.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to hear more about this. Paul, have you heard this?
I have not heard about this.
All right. Well, we need more info. If you're going to inside us like that, we need more info.
Yep, you're going to hear the ads on the big show coming up here pretty soon. You know, talking about Big Boar Barbecue, before I forget, folks, and it darn well better not rain tomorrow, we are going to take the TV show on the road, the KQEG TV 23, CenturyLink Channel 4, Charter Channel 5, Big Boar Barbecue, Seven Rose Racing TV show, and go to Big Boar Barbecue for the 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Day Night, and this is going to be an entertaining show, Billy Doc Niles.
There's
going to
be a lot of sweet-looking vintage rides there. They got a couple of different divisions up to 72 and 73 to 80. Three divisions. There are 73 to 89 and 90 and newer. And, they got street machines. They got trucks. They got imports. People's Choice Awards. Piston Pounder's Choice Awards. It looks like
the Little Piston Pick.
Yep, the Little Piston Pick. 25 different trophies being handed out. They're going to block the whole street off in front of Big Boar Barbecue because that's what it's going to be like. They're going to have lots of cars there. They're going to have, what else we got here? We got live music from DJ Dirty Dan Diker. Who the hell is that?
I'm in there 11 to 4.
They got a 50-50 raffle going on. Door prizes plus... We'll be taping our TV show there at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Jesse's going to be there, and we're gonna pull this off. There ain't going to be no rain tomorrow, buddy.
Now there is a rain date. It is Sunday, August 5th. So if it would happen to rain tomorrow, we're just going to take the show on the road on Sunday, August 5th. I talked to Rick Wilson about that this week. Said, "Yep, that's exactly what we're going to do." Registration is from 10 to noon, and I'll start flipping tunes at about 10. I think we're going to be taping our TV show right around 1 o'clock. So if people want to come by, be a part of the program, watch how we do things, watch Macho Jeffy. Jesse gets things set up. We would encourage you to stop by.
I have a question for the DJ here. You play to your audience, right?
Oh, no, I'm playing for free food, which means it's all about me.
Oh, so we got to listen to that. We got to listen to that canned disco
It's going to be dubstep for five straight hours. No, actually, it's going to be a good mix of
Jesse, you're going to be minus one TV personality Sunday if I got to listen to that.
That's just more food for Paul Nine, Matt Henderson, who's going to be bringing
out. Oh, yeah, Matt, he's going to have his race car
both
there.
Both of his number 33 late models are going to be out there as well. So
that's going to be cool.
Tomorrow, Big More Barbecue, Commerce Street, West Salem. You can't miss it. It's right past the stoplights, and there's going to be a whole lot of things going on, and that's going to be.
Look for all the shiny cars.
A lot of chrome. That was the big thing back in the day was chrome. A lot of chrome. A lot of chrome bumpers, somewhat being used at the La Crosse Speedway last Saturday night. The one big race that it was not used, that a lot of people thought it was going to be, Paul Reichert, was late model feature number two. No chrome horns used with Steve Carlson versus Nick Clements.
No, but that was a good last two laps. Steve trying to work by Nick, and that was a great show. I don't know how Nick got loose there coming to the checkered flags, but he was just barely able to hold off Penske for second.
It was the same thing that happened when Jack Letchheim took on Troy Rave about 7 years ago in a Sportsman Troy Rave bobble because he put his foot into it. That was the race that all of a sudden was like, whoa, deja vu, down a division.
You know, and with about six to go, you queued up. You and I got radio communication from the pits to the tower, and you queued up. You said, do you think he's going to catch him? I said, sure, he's going to catch him. But can he pass him? And, you know, Steve even admitted in the post race interview, his car tightened up on him. It wouldn't roll the center like it did in the first race. He pretty much manhandled that car to get alongside of him on that last lap. And, you know, Nick didn't want to give it up. I'm sure Nick got into it just a little bit earlier than he wanted to, and that's what caused him to get loose and almost
lose second. Asked him at go-karts on Sunday. I mean, there was a lap car sitting there in turn two as those guys were going side by side. And I replayed that. Well, what would happen if that car wouldn't have been there? And Nick said it may have helped him a tad bit. He had gotten out of it before he was actually getting ready to go back into two. So I feel that he would have lost a little bit of momentum. He did lose a little momentum with the lap car sitting there. But otherwise, what a race, not only for Nick Clements for the entire weekend,
but
Justin Mullican.
Oh, yes, and we'll get to Justin in just a second, but one more comment on that finish there. Kudos to Carlson. He didn't have to give him room. He could have crowded him down and pushed him right into that lap car, and he gave him all the room in the world to go by.
And kudos to Nick Clements because he easily brushed up that late model right out of turn two, but
yep.
It's Johnny's Hobbies worldwide. You don't want to wreck the guy that owns your car.
That's right. Now, back to your point with Justin Mullican.
Wow.
You know, we talked 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when we ran double features? And he finished a career best seventh, and then he finished a career best fifth in the next one. Not such a good week last week. Kind of so-so in the first one this week. I think the first feature is, I think, what did he get, like seventh or eighth or ninth, something
Sounds
like that?
Sounds about right.
And then, you know, he starts in the front row of the second feature. Carr, not so good at the beginning. Mike Edey gets the jump on him. He comes roaring back. It takes the lead back from him. Ends up a career best fourth. And you're gonna hear from Justin in our next segment, as we're going to talk with the whole Eckelberg Racing team, and some pretty interesting comments about how that car made its origins.
And real quickly before we break, how about Tom Leithy? He is the first Sportsman driver to win three features in a row, and as long as I can remember. Now, Chris Webber did get DQ'd, but when was the last Sportsman driver that you can remember had three feature wins in a row?
I'm trying to think.
Worthen didn't have that last year, did he?
No, he didn't. I think it was a Steinhoff way back in the early
pickup truck Steinhoff days?
No.
That
orange, I want to say that orange Grand Prix or whatever it was.
Yeah,
last one that won three in a row that I can remember in the Sportsman class.
That is just simply phenomenal. And I saw a comment on Facebook this week that sounds like Tom Leithy's friends are the tech shed.
Well, if Leithy finishes second and you beat him, I think I would just put it right on the trailer.
Okay, why not? Got to give kudos to Travis Gordon. Talk to him at the go-kart track. That was the first time he's ever led a Sportsman feature, let alone darn near led half of that race. And he said, my tires were going away. He says, I had a good car. I will admit, I finally had a good car, but he said, I had no tires.
You know, and we talked about this, where he has just been steadily improving over the year, spot driving the last couple of years. And so he didn't come out as fast as he wanted. wanted to at the beginning of the year, but look at him now. I mean, he's actually being really competitive, and his first win can't be too far off for him.
Adam Moore, yeah, he won the Thunderstock feature again.
Well, yeah, that was shocking. He blew a tire the last time he was out, so they put him on the pole for this one. Even, you know, I said that to you. How did he end up on the pole? That's a head scratcher.
I don't know. Chris Thunderberg, he captures the feature lead on lap number 8. He cruises on to his first feature win of the year. No racing tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. We're going to be back there on August 4th. We're going to let you know more about that as the program rolls on here on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon. With the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back. It is Saturday. Go find something to do tonight, folks. Maybe spend some time with the family as there's no racing at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway.
If you're in the La Crosse area, go support a local short track somewhere else. Just because we talk about asphalt tracks don't mean you shouldn't support dirt tracks. Go support a dirt track if it's in your neighborhood.
You got Chateau, Deer Creek.
Deer Creek is racing tonight.
Last night. Yeah, there's a lot of racing
going
on.
Yeah, it's Talladega night, I think, or was that last Saturday night?
I don't know.
They have free admission.
I could never get when tracks have free admission.
I don't get it either.
You lose a lot of money. You don't lose, but the opportunity to make money is not there.
Well, you must be really making it on the concessions then.
I don't know. Making it on the racetrack this year are three of the Eckelberg Racing Clan. That would be Mandy and John Eckelberg. And Justin Mulliken has been so impressive in that brand new car this year. And Billy Doc Niles had a chance to stop down and talk to the trio last Saturday.
Yeah, we are joined by all three members of the Eckelberg Racing Team. And Justin Mulliken, we'll start with you. Fantastic season so far for a car that you built from the ground up. Tell us about the process there.
Well, we started back before Oktoberfest last year and basically spent all winter putting it together and slowly getting it figured out.
You did a lot of work today. I've heard what happened. You did a lot of work to this thing. It sounded like you cut the front and the back off the cage and went to work on it.
Yep. Shaved off the front stub and the rear stub and kind of did my own thing with it.
In the last month, it looks like the hard work has paid off. A couple of top fives in qualifying. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you even led a feature for quite a while. That's you got to be pleased with the progress so far.
I'd be a little bit more pleased if I hadn't been caught up in a couple wrecks early this year, but can't complain.
All right, Jonathan, it's kind of been a not the season you had imagined. Destroyed one car earlier this year. Obviously, none of your doing. Talk about that night.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough season for me. Was in a different car, a new to me car, I guess, this season. And we had probably raced three times at that point and got caught up in a different wreck and got smoked by another driver, sent into the wall, and that car was donezo. So now I'm driving an old Billy Doc Niles late model.
You actually actually got hurt in that that wreck. Tell us how your knee is doing.
Knee's doing well. Yeah, I actually chipped my kneecap in that wreck. So never been hurt in a wreck before. It was definitely the hardest hit I've ever taken in a race car. But it's healing well, and I'm starting to get a lot more bend back in the knee.
So you've had this car for about 3 weeks now. You getting used to it yet?
I am. Yes. This is probably the best week it's been so far, and just getting more comfortable with how this car handles through the corners and adjusting my line a little bit, being able to come off the corner a bit harder, and so every week's been forward progress.
All right, now we turn our attention to the sportsman driver of the group, Mandy Eckelberg, and I was watching you in practice here last Saturday. You're looking pretty good here. You're getting a little racier.
Yes, absolutely. I finally got my confidence back this year. It's slowly been building since my wreck 3 seasons ago, I believe it was. Finally getting racy again, sitting in P6 right now after practice, so we'll see how qualifying turns out.
Now, it's been a slow, you mentioned your wreck, it's been a slow process. First of all, getting your confidence back, is there anything special you had to do that, or you just had to fight through it?
I just really had to fight through it. I think finally it was a switch this year. I'm either going to go out there and do it, or it's time to hang things up. And I mean, things are going to happen on the track, but when you really look at the big picture, we've got such great safety equipment in the things, and racing's racing. Things are going to happen or things are going to go well, and you just hope for the best.
All right, we'll turn back to Justin now with the great season you're having. I think you're sitting somewhere around 6th or 7th in points. Would top 5 be unfathomable for you at this point?
I don't think so. I need to work on getting a little bit higher up in the order and the features, and I think that could happen.
Now, we talked earlier in this interview about the surprising qualifying. How much work does it take to little changes or big changes to get the car to go that fast?
It was actually a surprisingly big change, and when we figured out that that's what it needed, it's been pretty good since.
I know you guys all share kind of the same sponsors in a couple of spots, but you got a couple of different ones from them. What do you got?
Well, I got Architectural Metal Specialists, Feature Sports Bar and Grill, Speedy Graphics, Sparta Dental Center, Moxie's, Roberts Repair, and Superior 400. It's not around anymore.
It's not. Oh, well. But they're still on the car, so they'll get the time there. Jonathan, anything different for you?
Yeah, we've got Pabst Blue Ribbon, Feature Sports Bar and Grill in Holman and in West Salem. We've got Festival Foods and West Salem Historical Society, Napa of West Salem, KQ98 in La Crosse, and Scenic Concepts, as well as Legacy Painting and Sandblasting, and Mansky Family Farms.
And I have noticed there were two sponsors you did not have to change on that car, the Speedy Graphics and the Features. At least they got to stay along for the ride. Mandy, what do you got that's different on yours?
I think the only additional one I have is Hera Marketing, and actually Nick's Bar is also on my car.
Z93?
And Z93 and Midwest Family Broadcasting.
How could you forget them? You're on every Friday morning. All right, Jonathan, I'll put the same question to you I put to Justin a couple of minutes ago. Not doing well in points. What do you see as the end game for this year, points wise?
Yeah, with my wreck earlier in the season, and then being out a week after that, I have one more week that I'm actually not going to be here in a couple weeks. So not expecting real high in points this year. Was really happy with where I was sitting prior to the wreck, just outside the top 10. So right now it's just getting every point that I can, and hopefully some heat wins before the season's over, and surviving the features, finishing up as high up as I can.
And Mandy, strong 8th place at points right now. Is there more left in this car to get you farther up?
We will see. As of right now, I'm potentially missing one more week as well. That is to be determined. It's up in the air yet, kind of depending on where I'm sitting in points as to what's going to happen with that week. I would love to finish higher up. Don't know that a top 5 is anywhere near possible, but even a 7th place finish would be awesome.
All right, that is all 3 members of the Eckelberg Racing Team, Justin Mulliken, Jonathan Eckelberg, and Mandy Eckelberg. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to see that Mandy is on her stern and a firm forward look at the racetrack now. John Eckelberg trying to get into his own with Euro late model. And Justin Mulliken, I feel, will win a feature this year. There's 3 features left in Oktoberfest. What's stopping him from winning one?
There's 4 features plus October. We got a double feature night coming up.
Oh, got a double feature night. That's right.
So he's got 5 chances to pull one off here. And he's just been the surprise of the late model field this year. And you talked about Mandy. 3 years ago, she had that horrific crash. You could just sense the confidence is back in her. She had a great qualifying effort Saturday night. Not as good of a feature as she wanted, but it's coming back to her. She's getting her fire back.
Somebody else that has their fire back is going to be joining us in segment number 3, and he has been nothing but more impressive every single weekend. A matter of fact, we're going to feature him on KQ with GTV's Nights of Thunder last week in a race he had against his brother Steve. Tom Carlson coming up next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and now open at George and Gillette Street. A delicious mouthful.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. Billy Knock Niles, Paul Reichert, myself, radio man Dan Dykert. You know, we've been talking in the first couple of segments, Nick, and we're not trying to be late model heavy on the program because we're even across the board every single radio show we do.
We did a lot of street stocks the last couple of weeks.
Nick Clements, very impressive. Bobby Wilberg, matter of fact, he did take home fourth last week and Michael Beamish fifth, so there's a couple of outsiders. Beamish has been running full-time here this year. Justin Mulliken, very impressed with his run last week. Mike Eady, a good clean top five last weekend. But a gentleman that's back that I never had a chance to announce races with because he wasn't here when I started at the Cross Speedway, but Bill, I'm sure you bent some fenders with this guy, Tom Carlson. Man, this guy is a treat to watch the race, and I like him more before the races and after because you can't wipe a smile off his face.
Oh, you can't wipe the smile off his face, period. This is someone who's just so happy to be back mixed up with racing. We're going to talk a little bit about what he's been doing before this year, but he came across this car, and he has just been phenomenal since opening day at the Frostbuster. You could just sense him. I mean, he didn't lose, and he's been gone for quite a long time. You could sense.
Paul, how many years has he been gone?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to say close to, let's see, 16, maybe?
I'd say about that, 15, 16 years.
That's 16 years? Steve's older brother. How many years does he have Steve by?
That's only by a couple.
Look at Paul, man. I'm ripped the stat man part off his shirt right now. He's going back to Tiny for the rest of the show. My goodness.
Don't make him use the P word.
My God. It's close. We're borderline.
Now, the thing with Tom is, he was a great competitor here at La Crosse. He was great in the ARCO series. And, then he just disappeared from the racing scene completely. And then he reappeared. And so I caught up with him because I've been wanting to do this all year. I caught up with him last Saturday. That's right. He is back racing here at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway after a long, long absence. Tom, I got to admit to you, I was kind of excited to see you come out there at the Frostbuster and do as well as you did.
Well, it was an eye-opening experience for all of us.
Did you expect to do that well right out of the box after being away for so long?
Well, when you can trust the people you race with, that's what counts.
What many people don't know is you actually have been back for about a year or two. Tell them what you've been doing before you decided to get back in a car.
Well, I was helping Greg McCarns, the promoter, owner of La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, with his Midwest Tour racing. So he hired me on as a tech person, so I've been doing that for all the Midwest Tour races for 2017.
And so what do you do for tech? What is your responsibility when you go to Midwest Tour and be a tech guy?
Well, we check the overall condition of the car through the what do they call that?
The referee,
oh, yeah. Okay. And then, after the race, we'll take the carburetors off and check them to make sure that they're the proper clearances for the check tools.
So you're pretty almost doing Lumpy's job, just not quite doing all of Lumpy's job.
Well, Lumpy was a good trainer, and he knew what you could do, and then he just said, okay, this is how I want it done, and then he showed me a couple times and let me on my own.
Now,
I want to go back years ago to when you were running the Artco series, and I, you know, personally, I don't remember seeing it happen until an Oktoberfest race. I believe you were the first one to accept the Artco challenge at Oktoberfest, come from the back and win the feature. How cool was that for you?
That was an awesome day. I never anticipated, you know, winning that challenge. I would have liked to have got the purse that Butch Miller got, you know, the week prior out to Toledo, Ohio, but Larry Weirs put up a fair amount, and it was worth the challenge.
Now, it's, you not only won that year, but you backed it up with another win the following year. That's probably got to be ranking up there as one of the highlights of your career.
It was, and I can thank Bruce at B&B Racing Engines. You know, the first year of the cast iron headed motors with the four barrel carburetors, it was trial and error, and nobody really knew what it was going to do, but it takes somebody to manhandle the track, to control it.
And you were just the perfect guy for that. So let's fast forward to this season. Did you expect to have the success? I mean, you've been doing great, especially the last month plus. I believe it's like three or four top five finishes. Did you expect to have this much success right away?
Well, it's the family I'm affiliated with. I mean, my brother, this is one of Mike's cars, and it is an excellent car. I mean, he parked it a number of years ago, and, you know, when I became interested in doing it, he said, well, I think, you know, he talked it over with Dad, of course, and it's like, I think that'd be, you know, a good car for Tom.
All right, before we let you go, we can't get out of here without thanking your sponsors.
Well, I got to thank Gordon Epping, CPA, and GM. That is in reference to Greg McCarns.
All right. That is Tom Carlson. Look for him in the black and white 55 at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. And when he's not racing, he's teching the ARCA Midwest Tour. Tom, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's the man who's currently 10th in points. You know, more importantly, when you're looking for the Chase Championship, the last two that would be out next weekend would be Tony Bagstad and Tom Carlson, the last two on the list. I see Tom Carlson possibly staying in the top four, maybe till Oktoberfest.
If he doesn't have to go to an ARCA show. That's because he's, you know, as he mentioned in the article there, he's
right.
Now teching for the ARCA series. If they got a Saturday night coming here up here in August, bye-bye, Chase.
I know. That's going to be really interesting.
But
again,
it's, you know, like I said, watching him race, I mean, it's just, you know, him and his brother are just so smooth in the corners. If you've ever sat and watched, I mean, they're just so smooth in and out.
Well, we're going to feature the Steve Carlson versus Tom Carlson race back from June 16th on our special edition of Knights of Thunder on KQEG TV 23. That will be next Sunday. And next Thursday.
This Sunday.
Oh,
tomorrow.
This Sunday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
That's right. Tomorrow at 7 and Thursday at 7. One of 18 special races that we've picked out to be showing back as part of Knights of
Thunder.
Did
Paul pick these out?
Yes, I did.
Well, no. Well, Paul gave us a list of about 30.
Well, suggestions, yeah.
And then I sat down and said, okay, Paul, stupid.
You know,
what is this? Worthless. Crap. Just that man, nothing. Oh, yeah, this is the Penguin pick.
So what you're
so
saying
that's
is...
So what this is Knights of Thunder this week is going to be the Penguins picks.
Oh, what you're saying is the John Groskopf heat race from last Saturday night did not make the cut.
No. Not individual wins.
Honestly, I had never seen anything like that in my life. So we'll talk about that.
I ran into
him
at a box store on Sunday, too, and he told me, why did they make me finish the last four laps by
Because
myself?
the other cars eventually came back out. So
when we come back, another gentleman that's kind of committed to his own. I really felt bad last weekend. He had to sit out 2 weeks ago, body torn up, come out with a brand new white spanking new body last week and found that get into a wall as well.
On his birthday.
That's Justin Berg coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I won over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Riker.
Welcome back to 1460 WBOG. I'm Dan Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul Riker. You notice I took out the nickname?
Yeah. You know, by the way,
to earn that nickname back now because he's 0-for-2 during the program.
By the way, you know what we haven't done on today's show yet?
Well, I know. I was just getting ready to tell people that we're glad that they're listening to us at Google1460.com. We like that they're listening to us on the Radidios, a little black box, which we emulate through. But we also like to tell people that they listen to us on the TuneIn app.
I love the TuneIn app.
Somebody even put that on our Facebook
this week, too. I saw that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's a reminder, folks. Watch our Facebook page as we get closer to October. Oktoberfest. Billy, what do I usually do on our Facebook page?
You go nuts and you give stuff away.
Last year, the contest, the prize package was over $1,000. And this year, I've been saving some other stuff. And that's going to be thrown into the mix coming up during our Facebook trivia contest. Next up, Billy Doc Niles and I had a chance to spend the races last weekend with a man that I cannot believe we've never had him on the radio or the TV show.
We were sitting there talking to him after the races. And he said, no, he'd never been on there. And I whipped out my recorder and I said, hey, let's just do an interview with this guy. So here's what Justin Berg had to say.
Well, one driver, Billy Doc Niles, that I cannot believe in all the years that I've been at the La Crosse Speedway doing what I do on the radio and TV that we've never had in the program, has been a solid sportsman driver. He's been a dedicated sportsman driver, local driver, and that would be Justin Berg.
Yeah, well, Justin kind of has a work schedule that doesn't work with our taping schedule, so we're here at the races after last Saturday night, and happy to have him on. Justin, how's it going, man?
It's going good. Could have had a better night, but you have nights like this, you'll have that. Big-time auto racing.
Well, let's start with how you got into racing, because you've been out here for quite a while. What got you into racing?
I actually started helping on a Thunderstock crew, and just escalated from there. Ended up getting a Thunderstock car. Well, first we bought an Enduro car, and that blew up on the first lap, and then that got the itch started, and then we got into Thunderstocks and I ran that for 4 or 5 years. Shane Weirs decided to sell out Reedy Weirs Racing, and we bought one of those cars, and here we are.
Now, how long ago was that Weirs was selling out?
Quite a while, because Rick Schermerhorn started racing for them, then Steve Bachman drove it.
Part of the old Bunker Hill gang.
Yep, the old Bunker
Hill
gang.
That had to have been before me.
Yep, that was before you. That was the Holy Cow guy.
BD before Diker.
Yep.
So, I mean, sportsman, and you're one of the guys that kind of stays in that class. You've had some bad nights. You've had some really good nights. What is it that keeps you in that sportsman's class?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, I get along with everybody, so it's all BS and have a good time, and then we get out on the track and knock each other around. I'm the nice guy that doesn't really care, so if you wreck me, I don't get too worked up. But
and you know, I have to agree with that, because I watch his Facebook on a constant basis, well, that and his Snapchats, and you have, I mean, over the past 4 or 5 years, you've taken some nasty thumps. Matter of fact, that was even when I was announcing Saturday night, saying, I just seen your post last week, and you said, can you all go get them, guys, and congratulations, good luck, and there sat your 75, and then you came out Saturday night with a brand new body around there, and then end of the night up in turn 3 with a KQ98 sign.
I don't know. Kind of ended up rushing last minute. I don't know. Something broke. We'll have to check it over. Maybe there was something on the track. I don't know. There's a car in front of us slowing down, so maybe he was jumping some fluid. I've never gone around that fast unless I hit some rain or some fluid or something. So maybe something broke. I don't know. We'll just kind of go through everything. And nice to have a week off. We'll come here and drink some beer and listen to you guys yell at the semis and see how it goes.
One of the things I've been impressed with over the years is you kind of got into the habit of tribute cars your last couple of paint schemes with the Dick Trickle tribute car and then the Steve Holzhausen tribute car. Where'd the ideas come up for them?
I go out to Burns once or twice a month, and Steve Holzhausen really gives me pointers, and we have a couple cocktails and talk, and he really has helped me out a lot. The Weirses have helped me out a ton. I took like 2 or 3 years off and went ASA ARCA Midwest Tour. I pitted for Blake Horseman. He's helped me out a ton. He's actually raced my car at the Fest last year, and Marshfield raced a couple times. I don't know. We almost put a star by the number because the way we've been running, we're pretty much patterned after the mid-pack ledge. Bill Niles.
Why would you have to do me like that?
I think I'm the modern-day mid-pack legend. If you guys want to pull that out a couple Saturdays.
Well, the lights are in the 86 car now, bud. You're going to have trouble getting them out.
I don't know. The way we were running, I guess this has been the worst year ever, but, I mean, I've had a lot of help. A lot of guys helped me out. Our car's the Alphabet Soup chassis because everybody's had their hands in it. We got the Weir's Machine, TL, RP, Stark, Bugcat chassis. So.
All right, so now we've seen two throwback themes on that car. Now you have a brand new white body around that. Who's going to be the next theme?
That's his Bill Niles tribute car.
Oh, that's okay. The Billy Doc Niles, yep. We just need some lights.
Yeah, I like that. We'll put a little 54 on there somewhere, huh?
All right, so it's been a bad year, but you still got a smile on your face. You still seem to be upbeat. What turns this around for you? Is there a feature win in this car yet this year?
I think so. I mean, I'm happy with top fives. Anytime I can make tech, I'm happy. But, I mean, last year we were second a couple times, so I think the potential's there. It's just a little more hard work, find something. It's just a gremlin or something we got to find and knock it out.
And again, we're looking at a two-week layoff now because you guys don't race next weekend. Not only you, but I see a resurgence, a big breath with every division we have out here when they come back in 2 weeks to finish this season out, and you're one of those included.
Yeah, we just need the wallet to have a big breath.
Yeah, exactly,
We're getting low, but every little bit helps if somebody's out there who wants to help a brother out.
All right, we only got about a minute left here. Give us your sponsors that are helping you out this year.
Well, the Overtime Pub, I know Dyker likes to go there and mow down on some wings.
Yes,
Mike really helps me out. My parents at the Village Inn. Augie's Bar, we go eat pizza there and after the races. A&BC Consulting really helped me out this year. Wise Excavating, Clear Region Diesel. Now I'm getting nervous because I think I'm...
Hey, you're another one of those that needs to be standing around the car, right?
Yep. Nick's Bar, Best Cocktails in Berry Mills.
And you've got to give a subtle plug to the facility your parents own.
You did?
Yep, the Village Inn. Friday Night Fish, Saturday Night Prime Rib. I'll make you some brandy old fashions on a Friday night. Stop on in.
You know, Billy, I have never been. Out of all the places in Bangor, I have never been to the Village Inn yet. We need to take them up on the old fashions and some prime rib.
I've been there for a couple of birthday parties, but never to actually sit down and eat. So this sounds interesting.
Game on.
That's been Justin Berg. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I hate when drivers come out with brand new shiny bodies that have no scuff marks, no chrome damage, no smileys in the side, and then they have to go home and look at it again.
Now, my biggest concern is it going to come back when he does get it painted like a Holzhausen tribute, or is it going to be something different?
See, he wouldn't tell us, and yeah. I bet you he does, because over the past 5 or 6 years, he's had two tribute cars. Berg, by the way, sitting 10th in points, and he is out of the chase. When do we come back? Well, you know, he's already let us down with the nickname. He's known for the Burnham Rubber Race Report. He's not going to do it in one breath, Bill. We could even take a nap for this one.
No, I want to listen, because I know there's something in here I'm going to enjoy.
We'll see if he can stimulate my senses. Burnham Rubber Race Report with Paul Riker coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hello. I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Get ready. It's the Burnin' Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG. And a very special thank you goes out, by the way, to a couple of listeners that were listening to us. Matter of fact, they were at the Lacrosse Speedway 3 weeks ago and talked to Don Thunder Turner. They were friends of his, and I talked to him in a local drinking establishment afterwards. And this couple from Des Moines had never been to lacrosse, gave me kudos on being a very energetic announcer. Well, then Don turned them on to the radio show, and they were just baffled for the entire hour on how much information we had. We had 6 interviews that day.
Oh, wow. Well, hello, Des Moines.
That's what I'm saying. And hello, Paul Reichert. The Burnin' Rubber Race Report is coming up right now.
Yes, a lot to talk about here, starting with last Monday, the ARCA CRA Super Series on the quarter mile at Anderson, Indiana for the 54th Redbud 400. Canadian Raphael Lessard, driving for Kyle Busch, scored the victory. Tuesday, Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen, South Dakota, Earl Pearson Jr. scored the win. Johnny Scott won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Hallinan County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa, and the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Lernerville Speedway. Kyle Larson scored the victory. Wednesday, IMCA Dairy Brothers Late Models at CJ Speedway in Columbus Junction, Iowa. Chad Holliday was the winner. Scott Blomquist won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Jackson, Minnesota.
Without a DQ.
Yes. Rodney Sanders won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa. World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Lincoln Speedway in Abbotsford, Pennsylvania. Fast Freddie Raymer scored the win. Thursday, they started the Clash of the Creek weekend at 141 Speedway. Brian Mullen won the IMCA Modified feature. Rest of the Clash of the Creek weekend rained out. Going to be run next Wednesday and Thursday. At Kokona, the ultra-fast Casey Johnson won the Super Late Model feature.
Atta boy, Casey.
Nate Van Weichen won the Late Model feature. IMCA Dirt Nights Modified Tour at Knoxville. Ricky Thornton Jr. the victor. Friday, thanks for messing this with again, Mother Nature. Advantage RV Modified Tour did race up at Red Cedar up in Menominee. Dan Ebert the winner. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Erie Speedway in Erie, Pennsylvania. Aaron Rutzel scored the win.
How far of a drive is Menominee from here?
No, about, what, 90 minutes maybe?
2.5 hours. It gets 2 hours to Eau Claire, so another half hour to Menominee.
I've heard a lot of people say that folks from down here should go to the Red Cedar Speedway because they would love everything about the facility, the grandstands, the food, the racing, the parking lot, the whole shebang. People, I hear that on a constant basis. Man, you guys need to go up there.
See, we do talk about dirt tracks occasionally. Mm-hmm. Support your local racetrack. Go
Chad
on, Paul.
Weirs.
The NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour had an all-star race Friday at New Hampshire. Justin Monsignor was the winner. First night for the U.S. Modified Touring Series at IA Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. The Silver Dollar Nationals preliminary night went to Lucas Schott. Indiana Sprint Week started for the USAC Sprints at Plymouth Friday. Brady Bacon was your winner. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Williams Grove. Lance DeWeese, the winner. In fact, he became the all-time winningest driver at Williams Grove. The 91st win of his career.
Nice.
Saturday at Cedar Lake, Jake Radetzky won the NASCAR Late Model feature, Darrell Nelson the NASCAR Modified feature. Second straight USRA Modified feature win for Brandon Davis at Deer Creek at the Dells. CWRA Late Models for the Wallbike Classic, Jesse Bernhagen and Dan Lindsley won those features. Grant Brown took the Late Model feature. The Midwest Dash Series also there. Brandon DeLacy was your winner. At Knoxville, 410 Sprint feature won by Brian Brown. At Lacrosse, Steve Carlson does it again. He swept both features on double feature night.
Second time this year.
First time anybody's done that, I think, ever.
Yep. APC United Late Models up at Flamborough Speedway in Millgrove, Ontario, Canada. Former NASCAR driver J.R. Fitzpatrick the winner. Advantage RV Modified Tour at Eagle Valley Speedway up in Jim's Falls. Dan Ebert won again. Aaron Rutzel won the All-Star Circuit of Champions race at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway in Imperial, Pennsylvania. Lucas Oil AMA Pro Motocross in our neck of the woods. Spring Creek Motocross Park up in Millville, north of Rochester. Eli Tomac swept the motos. Badger Midgets at Sycamore. Scott Illinois. Scott Hatton the winner. Jonathan Davenport took the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Silver Dollar Nationals main event at IED Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska. U.S. Modified Touring Series, their main event there, also went to Rodney Sanders. NASCAR K&N Pro East Series in New Hampshire, Tyler Ankrum, the winner. Derek Krause, pole sitter, finished fifth. NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour scheduled race at New Hampshire, Bobby Santos, the third, the winner. Race of Champions Modifieds at Holland, New York, Andy Jankowiak, the winner. Tundra Super Late Models ran at Jefferson. They got cut short by the rain. Exactly halfway, John Beale was their winner. On Sunday at Slinger, a little controversy in the Super Late Model feature at the end. Steve Apel was declared the winner.
What happened there? They have a rule in the rule book that if you intentionally hit the leader to knock him out of a race on the last lap, then you're going to the back and the other person's going to the back. So it was strange, but a lot of controversy out there. A lot of disgusting comments on Steve Apel's Facebook page, Gary Lamont's Facebook page. Mm. Something happened there in the pits with a little girl being yelled at or something. I mean, that was an odd one.
Wow. Craziness.
What else we got, Paul?
EJ Waldron scored his first ever late model feature win there. USAC sprints were at Lawrenceburg, Indiana, continuing Indiana Sprint Week, and Tyler Courtney scored the victory. And that'll wrap up this week's edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
When we come back, we're going to break down the points, chase championships, and let you know exactly how many races Toma and La Crosse have left. That's coming up next in 1460 WDOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and now open at George and Gillette Street. A delicious mouthful.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Radio man Dan Dinker, Billy Knock Niles, and just Paul Reichert. Told you he's got to earn that nickname back. We are the part of the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG. Let's look at the schedules. I saw someone put a post on Facebook the other day as part of that Slinger controversy that was going on the entire week, and someone goes, you know what really stinks is, you know, racing season's almost over.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, August is right around the corner, Paul Reichert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Summer's been going great, but we're getting into the towards the end of the seasons around this here. We're going to start crowning champions before you know it. So
some tracks will end at the end of August. Others go to the middle of September. And then, of course, you know, starting that first or second week in September, there's a weekend special somewhere, everywhere, all the way through October.
And now you have, it used to be one track had a special after Oktoberfest. Then it turned into two tracks. Now there's like four of them. I think Wausau has something after Oktoberfest, and the Dells has one after Oktoberfest, which I go and announce because Great Northern Sportsman Series is usually there. And there's another one, I think Chilton. Now that the Chilton Dirt Track's back running, they're back to their Fall Fest. That used to be one of the biggest. Besides Oktoberfest, that Chilton Fall Fest, when I was announcing at Manitowoc, was huge, man. I mean, it was huge.
You know, I'm
this is back in the early 2000s.
Back in the day. I'm as big of a diehard race fan as anybody, but in my book, racing season's over at Oktoberfest. It's bowling season after that.
I like the Halloween, though, because you get to see people one more time. It's kind of cool temperatures. You know, if I don't, now it's one race, and I can actually have a beer and watch what's going on. So, it's a nice culmination of the end of the year. Looking at La Crosse, well, we will be back in action next Saturday, August 4th. Then there's Street Drags August 10th. There are Buck Night, of course, coming up on the 11th. Kids.
Oh, by the way, August 11th, Ty Majeski is going to be back.
Also, kids, get the boxcars done. We've only had one boxcar race this year. Can you believe that?
They get rained out with the minivans?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then you've got the Quarter Mile Mania Enduro. Again, it's September 1st. first 4 and 6 cylinders, straight stocks, and minivans. And I'm going to have to check to see, because last year, one of those was a championship. I think the minivans may have had the championship during the Enduro. How can you have a championship for minivans when they haven't even ran yet?
Well, you might as well just make it.
Whoever wins the feature wins the championship. Yeah.
Turn it into a 40-lap feature, winner take all.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Bill.
And you've got street stocks, so you're going to have minivans running both features at the same time.
Hey, if you're looking for a track,
well, hold on.
You
no,
got
no,
more?
No,
oh,
hold
you got
on.
More?
Yeah, we're still going through here.
Oh, what the heck?
Street drags, again, coming up September 7th. The big night of destruction coming up September 8th, and I got a feeling because we got rained up for Smash Room, and that thing's going to be extra loaded.
And it might have a class or two added.
49th Annual Oktoberfest Race Weekend is the 3rd to the 7th, and you've got your 300-foot bracket nationals to round out the speedway. The Mid-American Stock Car Series, their next race is not until August 8th. They've got 5 sets of races left remaining. The Great Northern Sportsman Series, they've got 2 left. The Short Track Nationals at Rockford, then, of course, they're going to be at La Crosse for Oktoberfest. Midwest Dash Series, I'll be announcing up at State Park Speedway for the first time ever on August 9th.
Say hi to Kurt Keene.
No, he'll be too hammered to even understand what I'm saying.
Oh!
And then we've got 6 more races at the Thomas Sparta Speedway at the end of the year, that big CWRA late model race. I can't wait to see that one right
there.
That will
be fun to watch on that little track.
That's a lot of history going to be coming back to race that one right there. So check out ThomasSportaSpeedway.com, and you can get the last 6 races there for Toma. And again, that CWR race, that is going to be a big one.
If you're looking for something to do tonight, lots of things going on in the area. Of course, La Crosse taking the night off. No local racing at La Crosse. Marshfield Speedway, Monster Truck Madness featuring Bigfoot as the headliner there. Elko Speedway, another great Eve of Destruction. They're going to have monster trucks on hand, plus double features main events. Yep. Rockford Speedway, Sprint Car Spectacular in the Midwest Compact Series is in town. And Jefferson Speedway has a full program. And like I said earlier in the show, go to a racetrack. Support your local racetrack. Even if it's dirt, go support dirt. We don't hate dirt around here. We just talk about asphalt a lot. So go support your local racetrack.
And tomorrow, Paul Reichert, how about people go support Big Boar Barbecue? Why?
Because of the 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Day / night taking place on tomorrow. Great show. Lots of cars. They got Commerce Street blocked off there in front of Big Boar. They're going to have a lot of cars. Matt Henderson's going to have both of his cars there, and they're going to give out trophies. Car shows from 11 to 4, so come on out, enjoy some barbecue, enjoy some classic cars, and have a good day.
11 to 4 is going to be the show. I'll be DJing as well. 50-50 raffle, door prizes, much more, and Billy Knock, we're taping our TV show there.
Well, if you're DJing, looks like Paul and I are taping the TV show.
No, they want me to turn the music down for a half an hour, so we'll be able to get that in without a problem.
No, right, look at that. Jesse's already excited. No Diker for a TV show.
12 trophy categories, 25 trophies in all. Again, this is coming up tomorrow from 11 to 4. The rain date is Sunday, August 5th, and that will be at Big Boar Barbecue on Commerce Street in West Salem on the 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Night, and we'll be taping the show as well. I want to thank Big Boar for supporting our radio show and the TV show, Thomas Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com, the Overtime Pub and Grill, and, of course, the man in Baraboo, the Badger State Clean Water Business, calling this the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate your support.
All righty, Paul Reichert. Maybe he'll get that nickname back by next week. We're not
sure. I'm
going to
outstat him again. You just watch.
A poll will be going up on Facebook later this week. For Billy Doc Nels and Radio Man Dan Diker, support your local short tracks tonight. I don't care if you even make one in your backyard. Get out and run and make racing sounds, and then join us next Saturday for more on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.